Okay, first off, our learning should be in Tzchus. My father just told me that it's my great-grandfather's yahrzeit this Shabbos. So our learning should be covered for his neshama, for his Aliyah neshama. His name was Yedidya ben Davin. Also, for Shlomo Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Basia, B'soch Shor Chol Yisrael. It's good to be back. And who else? Yeah, who else?
No, it's the yahrzeit.
Rav Cook's yahrzeit tonight. Also for Rav Cook, obviously, Rav Nisan Cook, B'soch Yogan Aleinu, and for everyone who needs her, for Shlomo and all the Jewish people, please God.
I heard the new tune.
Yeah, heard the new tune. We'll listen to the tune after, yeah? It's a good tune. For anyone who wants to hear, Shlomo Katz came out with a new song.
With Eitan Katz.
The cover with Eitan and Yosef Karduner, the cover of Weinberger's 60th birthday. So here we go. It's good to be back. I'll be honest, going away, it's good to go away, but also there's something nice about being home, being with the Chevra. Actually, in the Pasuk, it just to be Yotze, the Parsha, because the Shir is going to mean a little more about Elodik, and we'll talk about the Parsha a little bit. But the Pasuk says, Mikar v'chacha tasim alecha melech. If you look in Perek Yitzayin, Pasuk Tezvav, it says, amongst your brothers should you appoint a king. It has to be someone from your brotherhood, right? So the Belzer Rebbe, this is a Reb Shlomo for the Belzer Rebbe, the Sar Shalom of Belz, so it's Yogan Elenu, says, no. It says, Mikar v'chacha kama tasim alecha melech. If you want to crown the king, to be Melech Malach HaMelechim, first has to be Mikarev HaChecha. Mikarev HaChecha, you come together, you unite, you come together to come to learn together, come together on Shabbos, come together, come back, come home, then Tas Melech HaMelech. So the vote of El, which we're not going to really, tonight we're going to talk about the vote of El being Talmud Torah, but the vote of El, in this Pasuk, says the Belzer Rebbe, is really coming together. So thank you guys so much for coming. Have a good night. No, just kidding. Thank you so much for coming. But that the vote of El is mamish coming together. Mikara v'chacha, then we're zocha to tasim lecha melech. Then we're zocha to crown the Rabbonu Shalom king. So here we go. So everyone always says El stands for what? What's the Reshit Teva? Stani l'dodi v'dodi li. However, right on to my beloved to me, the pasuk in Shir Shirim, beautiful Torah, makes so much sense. Ani l'uman v'ishi l'vayv. V'ishi l'ima. I go to Uman, and my wife goes to her mother, or my wife's by herself. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. However, the Arizal doesn't say that. The Arizal, which is actually brought down in Kitter Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, he writes another Rosh Tevos for the month of Elul. This is a Rosh Tevos?
Acronym.
Fancy English word. I did so well in my SATs. Your acronym. Where do we see the Rosh Tevos? It says you have to go back to Parshas Mishpatim. Shoftim, Mishpatim, connected a little. And the pasuk is talking about someone who kills someone by accident, like we learned last year in Mimsachos Makos, right? If you look in Perek Aval, pasuk of Gimel, Ba'asher lo tzoda, Ba'alukim ino liyodo, V'sam tilecha, Mokom asher yanu shama. Someone who killed by accident, or someone who kills, what does the Chodesh Baruch Hu say? He does not lie in wait. Hashem brought about this to his hand. I should provide you a place to which he shall flee. What's the Rosh Hashanah? Ba'alukim, Vav. Ina, Aleph. Liyado, Lamin, Visamti, Vav. What does that spell? It's a little out of order. It spells Elo. So we see a very big connection of Ari Miklat, which is actually also found in the Parsha. Ari Miklat, the cities of refuge, where someone kills accidentally, and Elo. Right, this is actually brought down in Shin Shoftim. It's all over the Parsha, but the Ari Mikla running there. So what's going on? What's El? What's the Ari Mikla? So the whole Shir tonight, or the whole Shmooth tonight, is really from one Sefer, and we all have to give a lot of credit to that man in the green shirt over there, Rabbi Noah Ziskwit. He gave me the Sefer last El. Mm-hmm. Who is the Sefer from? The Sefer is from Shmuel Brazil. Exactly. Shmuel Brazil. He was the Rosh Hashiva in Shayoshiv. Now he has a Shiva in Eretz Yisrael.
I managed the son, he's a rapper.
Yeah? He's a very, very special person. And the Sefer Bishvili Nirvah Olam is beautiful. So everything tonight we're going to say from him, or mostly everything, we're going to say from him. Yeah, so this is Rabbi Feifel's Yeshiva. He is from Rabbi Feifel's Yeshiva. He has a Shiva in Eretz Yisrael. When you go there for Israel, please God, in a couple of years, you'll try to dive in his minion. I'm telling you, sometimes Yom Kippur, like you're getting hungry. I didn't think about food for one second. Because not, it's just singing the Gurim the whole time. It's unbelievable. So he's going to explain to us what's the avoda of Elul, Ari Miklat, and what's the last thing? The last thing is Talmud Torah. The avoda of Elul, says Rosh Shmuel Brazil, the avoda of Elul is learning Torah. And we're going to see how. He quotes, the first thing he starts off, literally the third page in the Sefer. third page in the Sefer, he quotes the Gemara in Gittin. Gemara in Gittin on Nun Vav Amud Beis. We probably haven't quoted that many Gemara Gittins in our Shir, so it's good to come back to Gemara Gittin. What is the Gemara Gittin talking about? The Gemara Gittin is talking about that there's this Caesar that basically took over a certain city and took over the Klal Yisrael. What happened was Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to convince him, the Vespasian, this Caesar, and gave him basically any request. He said, "Tell me what you want." Right? I want to give you. Tell me what I can give you. He says, "Give me three things." Omerle, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to him, "Tain li Yavna vechachameha. Give me the town of Yavna and its sages. Make sure that if you want to take over Israel, no problem. Make sure you give me Yavna. Make sure you give me Yavna. The second one, Mishulisha Dura Gamliel, the family of Rabban Gamliel, they should continue having the ownership in the Malchus. The Asvasat is the Maisan Lay Rabbi Yitzadok. And you should send doctors to cure Rabbi Yitzadok." So three things. One, give me the city of Yavna and the Chachamim. Two, you're like, how in the world is he connect this to Elul? Don't worry, he's gonna Yavna. Then he says, make sure the family of Rabban Gamliel is okay. Make sure that their genealogical chain of Rabban Gamliel is okay. No one gets hurt from them. And number three, the Malchus stays within them. And number three, that someone should cure of Tzadok. Cure the town of Tzadok. So he says that these three things actually connect to Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. Right? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is easy. That the family of Malchus, Rabban Gamliel should stay. The king should stay. Malchus, right? The Malchus of Gamliel, the Malchus of Hashem. Curing Rav Tzadok, maybe Yom Kippur, we all try to be cured from all our sins for the whole year. Very beautiful. But how in the world is retaining the city of Yavna and the Chachamim, what does it have to do with Elul? Right? What does it have to do with retaining the city of Elul and Yavna? So he says an unbelievable idea. He says, he's going to bring like three or four proofs. Shmuel Brazil says, what's the first thing we talk about in Shmuel Nesrei about under Tshuva? We say Hashivenu Avinu. The what? Hashivenu Avinu L'Sorasecha. He says that before you do anything in life, you want to do tshuva? Very good. You want to do introspection? Amazing. You want to know what you have to do first? Torah. Once you learn Torah, then you'll be able to get to see what you actually have to rectify. Right? Excuse me. You know, they say that, I heard this in the shiur from Rabbi Isaac Rice today, of Noach Weinberg, who's the founder of Isha Torah. He said an unbelievable story about him. He said that when Rav Noach used to go for different projects, what happened was he would fail. What happened was, before going on to the next project, what happened was, what would he do? He'd go back to the Beis Midrash for 2-3 months. He said, "I failed because I had to go back to Torah a little bit." He firmly believed that if his mind was fully engrossed in Talmud Torah, then Hashem would help him in the right way. And this is exactly what Rav Shmuel Brazil says. Because you want to come to Tshuva, which is what Elul is all about, right? Elul 30 days, it's the alarm clock, so that's why we have the shofar, it's the wake-up call. You want to get the wake-up call? First you have to know that you need a wake-up call. Right? How many guys right now are just chilling out, watching Thursday Night Football? They don't know that, they don't even know that it's Elul, right? Yeah. First, right, sometimes they don't even know, patients don't even know that they're sick, right? So it's the same thing with Jews. Sometimes you don't even know that you need a wake-up call. It says Talmud Torah gives us the ability to be able to even know. And he quotes the Nesiv Shalom, the previous Solanim Rebbe, and I'm just going to say in his Lashon, Ki l'shem hakoras omek hachet, to actually recognize the depths of your sin, Sorach shiyem mekodem, hareka shel Torah v'avor Hashem, hametaharim mochol v'libo shel Yehudi. A person has to be fully engrossed in Talmud Torah, a person has to be fully engrossed in Avodas Hashem, that it should purify your heart and your soul and your brain. Shirach aydeze magil is bonus amitis, because only through learning Torah will a person get actually a clear mind. And then you'll be zoch to have real tshuva. So what do we start off? We start off with saying that Shmuel Brazil said that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked from the Caesar to get the city back, what does that city refer to? That city refers to Elul, Torah. How did we see that in the Siva Shalom? So the Shmuel says, what does El have to do with Torah? So first off, we said, El is all about tshuva, about returning. So I asked my students today, who are we returning to? They all said, returning to Hashem. Good. It's also returning to ourselves. Returning to who we truly are. Sometimes we're just getting so much schmutz, so much things from the outside world. We need to clean ourselves off a little bit. We have to remember who we are. Detoxification. Beautiful. That's definitely an SAT word. Beautiful. Detoxification. Then we saw the Nesiva Shalom says, for to be able to try to recognize your sins, what do you have to do? You have to dust yourself off a little bit. How do you do that? Throw yourself into Torah. Like Rav Noach Weinberg. When something went wrong in his yeshiva, he didn't go back to the drawing board. He didn't go back to the boardroom. Where did he go? He went to the basement church because he needed to get a little more clarity. And this is not a remez. This is actually a present that Hashem gave me. Or Sameach, and Eshet Torah. Listen. There's a reason why the biggest building by the Kotel, not someone who just worked on it for 5 minutes. You know, you go behind the Kotel, you see Eshet Torah. It's unbelievable.
No,
man. Tavaria. Yeah, and I guarantee you, from all the yeshivas, it all started from the Beis Medrash. So we all think Elul. This is not from Shmuel. This is from a Sefer Bifkudecha Sicha. His family was actually, he's a chassid from Muncie. Unbelievable Sefer. He, his family, a lot of his family were killed in a fire. Unbelievable person. His name is Rav Moshe Menachem Tabenfeld. He's a square chassid. Unbelievable. He got remarried, Baruch Hashem. I never met him, but he's an unbelievable Sfar. Listen to what he says here, what El is all about. His El actually comes from the Lashon of Rigul, like Meraglim. What does that mean? Meraglim? To spy, right? He says, how do you know that? He says, if you look at the Pasuk, in Bamidbar, you Gimel Beis, the Pasuk says, this is so cool, I've never saw this before. The Pasuk says, Vayasuru es Eretz HaKanan. They want to go search out the land. And what does Unkelu say there on the word Vayasurun? Vayalulun. Vayalulun yasara de Kanan. What's Vayalulun? What's the Lashon? What word do you hear in the word Vayalulun? Elul. So he says the Sar Shalmel bells, the bells of Rebbe. This is our second Sar Shalmel bells that we're quoting tonight. The first one was the Mikar Vachacha. Vayalulun is the Lashon of searching. Says the bells of Rebbe, Elul is all about searching. Searching for your mistakes, searching for the things you have to make up, searching for what you have to do. And then Nesiva Shalom says, if you want to find the things you're searching for, what do you first have to do? First, you have to put yourself in the Talmud Torah. And finally, because we were like halfway over here, and then we have a couple more things to say. It says, Yavna, what's the gematria of Yavna, right? Why after the city of Yavna? Kerem Yavna, what's so... Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim. Hebron's good. Hebron Rachel's good. Yavna, okay, I understand that the Sanhedrin was there and this and that. Yavna. So he says here that Yavna is also the same word as Bina. What does Bina mean? Bina means to understand. Right? We have said that our Kabbalists are to teach us that women have Bina Yisera. The men are blessed with Chachma, wisdom. Bina is more of an understanding. Maybe to see things a little deeper. Bina and Yavna is Gematria what? Gematria Elul. 67. That's not bad now. No, now we're getting places. Says Rav Shmuel Brazil. You want to come to the real Shekhinah of El, you want to come to understand what El is all about, it's got to be through Bina, it's got to be through understanding. Understanding what? Understanding Torah, understanding yourself, and what's that? That's Yavna, right? Yavna, Bina, El, it's all the same thing. It's all connected, it's all one. I know, I'm not saying that's the Ikar Vor, that's why I saved it. It's not, it's the icing on top. It's the icing on top. So let's just review, and then we're going to go on to the next section. Shmuel Brazil said at the end of the day, El is all about Talmud Torah. Three things. Four things actually. The first thing we mentioned about Tshuva in Shmuel Netzer. What do we mention about? Hashavino Avinu, Masor Sacha. You want to come to Tshuva? It's got to be through Torah. I mean, come to the Beis Midrash a little bit. A little bit in the morning, a little bit at night. Number two, we said from the Tziva Shalom, if you want to come to clarity within yourself, first you need to dust yourself off. And how do you dust yourself off? It doesn't by going to the shower and taking. What's the spiritual shower? The spiritual shower is opening up a sefer. Reminds me of a story. They say, I think from Yitzhak Vorka, where Amshinov comes from. Rav Shmuel loves citing Mises from Yitzhak Vorka, no? Avis Yisrael, the ocean of tears. So he says that Rav Yitzhak Vorka was on his deathbed. And he said, I think Rav Melech Biderman quotes, he said that there's nothing that purifies a Jew more. Yeah, there's nothing that purifies a Jew more than the daf of Gemara. There's nothing right there. Everyone's getting purified, right? Because their mama's learning. We're learning Gemara too in our own way. We had the Gemara again. We got the Gemara. We are Yotze. He says there's nothing that purifies a Jew more than a Gemara, because Torah brings a person to clarity. And then we said that from the Sar Shalom Abels that El is the lashon of Ya'alun, right? El is the lashon of Regal, right? If you go to the Unkelos there in that pasuk by the Meraglim, what is this by in the pasuk of that they spied out? He says that it was a lashon of Ya'alun. So now how does this bring us home now? How does it? Well, why Dafka is it Talmud Torah? So he says here, from Shmuel Brazil, that really, when it comes down to Torah, is the number one thing that separates us from the rest of the world. Right? If we didn't have it, they drink water, we drink water, this, that. But Torah, when we keep Torah, specifically when we learn Torah, it keeps us separated. He says, you look at the word Bina, which is Yavna. Look at the word Yavna. He's very focused on this Yavna. Right? Yavna. Right? It's not Stama. The Gemara chose, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai chose the city of Yavna. Look at the Gemara and get in there. Yavna is the word same as Bina. We said Bina is understanding. You know that famously, you know there's a famous machlokas in Gemara Brachas, or we're learning another Gemara. Gemara Brachas, and between Beisham and Beisil, on how to do Havdalah. Right? Should the Yan go first? Besamim, Ner, this and that. So he says, Yavna stands for four things. Yayin, Besamim, Ner, and Havdalah. Yayin, Besamim, Ner, Havdalah. Each of those things help a person be able to separate from Shabbos and Chol. Right? You have the Yayin, you have the Besamim, you have the Ner, and Havdalah. Maybe another shir, why Davka Besamim? The Sefer of the B'nai Saskar, that it was the only sense that was not sin, that was not tainted in the chait of Adam Rishon. So Dafka, we want to take we want to go from Shabbos, which is Kodem HaChait, which is before the sin, and bring that within us for the rest of the week. That's a little getting a little out there, but okay. Just want to say that over there. Right, Mikedem. We want to go from before the sin. Exactly. But he says over here that Dafka Torah adds is the one thing that separates us, and he quotes here this from the Rebbe of Skulen. I think it was just as Yartzeit last week. The Noam Eliezer of Skulen. And he writes on a pasuk in Shemos. The pasuk is talking about when Miriam was watching her brother Moshe in the river. Right, what happened? The pasuk says, and right, Batya took her with her arm, right? The famous scene when the arm stretches out. Beautiful idea. Very nice. The pasuk says, V'atitatzav ochoso meirachok le'ladeya ma'yes ma'yesolo. She stood from afar to see what was going to be with him. She stood from afar, what was going to be with him? Says the Skolener Rebbe, you have to read it a little bit more of a Hasidish twist. He says, when you see the word achoso, achoso also refers to the Torah. Because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, emor lachachma achos yad. You should tell wisdom that you're my sister. And we have a close connection. This is the Torah, sometimes should be something that's close to you. He says, I'm just going to read this in line, because I don't want to mess it up. Omedes merachol mikol adam ve'en meskal lo so pnimes ator ad sheroim shadam esnag shur v'zeu ladeya ma yaselo ich yisnag bas yosef v'azay zoch lo ator. It says va'atetas av achos merachol. You're standing far from the Torah merachol ladeya ma yaselo. When a person feels far from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what should they do? You have to come to the achoso. You have to come to your achoso. What's the achoso? Doesn't mean your physical sister. Means your spiritual sister, right? Who's your sister? The Rabbona Shalom, the Torah. She says at the end of the day, the Pashup, we're not saying this is Pashup. Pashup Shad is that Miriam was looking for, making sure the Moshe was going to be okay. And when we could say also, Moshe was the Bechina of the Torah. Her sister was Dafka looking for Moshe. What does that mean? When someone's far, you want to know how to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Dafka going to be through the Achoso. What's the Achoso? The Achoso is Dafka in Torah. And this is going to come with to our last few things. The Zohar, now we're getting a little more Kabbalistic, just for a little more Arach Chabur taste. Not that we have anything against Nigla and Nistra, it's all one Torah. But it happens to be the first time I heard this from Rav Moshe Tzvi, my Rebbe, Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. It was unbelievable. The Zohar says that when the months were created, Yaakov and Esav both got six. Certain months Yaakov got, certain months Esav got. Yaakov specifically got the months of Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. And Esav, we don't have to go through the rest, but just focus now. Yaakov got Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan, Pesach, Lag BaOmer, Yom Ha'atzmaut, Shavuos. And Esav got Tammuz, Av, and El. Tammuz, Av, and El, right? Bad things happen in Tammuz and Av. But El, we never hear El being connected with Tammuz and Av. So what happened? Says the Zohar. This is all brought down from Agra, Dekal, B'nai Saschar, and Parshas Pinchas from the Megal Mukos. That Yaakov actually took back El. Yaakov, and our vote is to be able to bring Mashiach, to be able to take back Tammuz and Av also. Our vote now is, right now, is to work on Elul. We want to bring Mashiach, Tammuz and Av. What's Tammuz and Av? The Beis HaMikdash. He says, how do we see that in the Pasuk? He says, we see that in the Pasuk when Yaakov was born. What happened? Pasuk says, this is such a beautiful word, Shmuel Brazil. Vayadov ochezes be'ekav Esav. And Yaakov grabbed onto the heel of Esav. What's the heel of the year? What's the last month of the year, everyone? The last month of the year is El. What does it mean that he grabbed onto the heel of Esav? Like originally, Esav had the koach of Elo. He had the koach because Thomas and Av go together. Hashem said, you know what, take Elo too. Well, yeah, what did Yaakov say? Yaakov says, no, Thomas and Av are good enough for you. We're going to grab Elo also. What does that mean? It means to be able to understand, to take advantage of Elo. To make sure that we don't just say, oh, I'm going to wait for 3 days before Rosh Hashanah and then I'll start doing Shuvah. It's meaning really getting involved. Yaakov Dafka took it back. And he didn't take back Thomas and Av. It was Dafka Elo. Why Dafka Elo? Because Elo is the end. Elo is the end. When he came out, and that was the last thing. Such a beautiful idea. If you want to look up that Zohar, it's in Daf Ayin Chesam Abbas. He says an amazing thing, an incredible idea. But then this is the top right here. Says of Shmuel Brazil, Chodesh Elo. If you look at the gematria of Chodesh Elo, Chodesh Elo is gematria 385. Chodesh Elo is gematria 385, which is also gematria Shchin. You want to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam, there's only 1 month of the year to do it. Right? I understand Aleph Dar, Adar, yeah. Hashem lives close to us. By the way, Adar and El are also very connected. Right?
It's the last month each way you connect.
Right? The Gemara says famously, when's the Rosh Hashanah of the year? Tishrei or Nisan.
Yeah.
So that means that the months before Tishrei and Nisan are also connected. Right? So that's where they say from, I believe, the Sfasemes of the Chidush Sharim, I think, that there's two types of tshuvas there. Tshuva meyira, tshuva doing tshuva out of fear, that comes already by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Sukkot is tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava from the rest of the year, that's Adar and Nisan. That's working out your tshuva out of love. But we're getting a little off tangent here. Chodesh El, says of Shmuel Brazil, it's all about finding the Shechinah. How do you do that? Dafka through Talmud Torah. And that's the Orei Mikkel. We don't have cities of refuge to run today. What does that mean, cities of refuge? It means sometimes we all accidentally mess up. And even sometimes maybe we purposely mess up. But we're all running. Where are we running to? We're running to the Torah. We're running to the Beis Midrash. So I just want to review a little bit. We reviewed a little bit at the end of the day how El and Torah talked about. Rav Shmuel Brazil said, Ashvin Avinu L'Sorasecha. The Nesiv HaShalom said, Torah gives us clarity. He said from the Sar Shalom HaBelz that El is the Lashon V'ya'alun of searching out. Then we said that Yavne, why Dafka, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai want the city of Yavne? Because Yavne is Bina. Bina is understanding. What's the gematria of Yavne? 67, which is the same gematria as Elo. Why Dafka? We say it's all about Talmud Torah. Because Torah separates. That's what Havdalah does, right? Yayin Basamim Ner Havdalah. Bina, that separates Shabbos to Chol. You want to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam? It's learning Torah. It's specifically when you're far, says the Skulan Rebbe. When you're far, you have to come closer to the Torah. I'm closer to the Torah to be able to understand. And Dafka is the month of El. Yaakov took back from Esav. Yaakov took back El from Esav, right? Originally he had it. Thomas and Aval came together, but he held on tight. That's what the pasuk says. He held on to the Ekev, the heel, the end of Esav, the end of what he held. And that was Dafka the month of El. And that's what Chodesh El is Gematria 385. Just to end up with the Maisa, I'm sure we've said this before, but I think it's an important story to say over again. Natan Sharansky, which we know that he was a very, very chashuv person. He was in a lot of pain and torture in a gulag. Yeah, it's unbelievable torture. What happened was he was once in a bakery in Eretz Yisrael. What happened was there was a seminary teacher there who noticed it was Natan Sharansky. The first time I said this, I said Nassan. So Rabbi Englander said no one really calls him Nassan, but I'll call him Natan for art. He said, Mr. Sharansky, is this you? He said, yeah. How are you? He said, I read your book. I forgot the name of the book. He said, you know, it says in your book that you carry your Tehillim. Your Tehillim is unbelievable. Every single time I start my Tehillim class with my girls, I always talk about how you carry your Tehillim in when you went through such torture. So he takes out his Tehillim out of his pocket in the bakery, and she goes to him, oh my gosh, this is the Tehillim that you carried it around? You carry your Tehillim around with you? You know what he said? He said, no. It carries me around. Ooh. Nice line. It carries me around. He carries Mira. Chodesh El is the number one time to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam. There's one way how to come back to him. Dafka through Talmud Torah, keeping the Torah, learning Torah, the Anida Doidi V'Doidi Li, as the Arizal said, not only Anida Doidi V'Doidi Li, V'Halukim Ono L'Yadu V'Samti L'Cha. V'Halukim Vav Ono L'Yadu Vav Aleph Lamed Vav. You want to come back to the Ari Miklat? You want to come back to the refuge? Who are we running back to? We're Dafka running back to the city of Torah. We're running back to the Torah. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to Shmuel Brazil, Davka asked for the city of Yavne, because Yavne is Gematria Elo, which is Bina, which is understanding. Hashem shall bless us. We take the month of Elo to be able to learn Torah, in a qualitative better way, in a quantitative better way, come together, Bez Hashem together. If we do this, we'll be Zocha, to have a Ksiva Chesimah Tovah,
Lano l'chol Beis Yisrael. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Shkoyach.